Hey, the last results are in from this year's Senate election. Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu kept her job. She's a Democrat. She won a runoff election against Republican Susie Terrell, who was trying to become the state's first Republican senator since 1877. The campaign lasted an extra month because nobody received a majority on Election Day. Both political parties spent that month pouring money into Louisiana for attack ads, and as she claimed victory last night, Mary Landrieu sounded relieved.
My feet are tired, but my soul is inspired. And you have inspired me, and together we have inspired a great nation.
Even if you hate politics, it's hard not to be entertained by politics in Louisiana. Jason Berry is. He writes about politics and culture from his home in New Orleans. Mr. Berry, you knew both of these candidates. Were you proud of the campaign that they ran?
No, I can't say I was. I went to Mass last Sunday and with my younger daughter, and Susie Terrell and her mother were sitting across the aisle. And I must say, knowing her family and knowing Mary Landrieu's family, I felt bad for both of them. I think this was a race in which the Republican national media strategists poured so much money into attacking Landrieu that it was like the verbal and video equivalent of mud wrestling. It was a most unseemly election.
Well, now, I'm curious. You mentioned all the media consultants coming in. It was the only big race in town after November, so nobody had anything else to pay attention to in the political world. I'm curious how this race is different than a political race might have been in Louisiana 50 years ago or 75 years ago.
Well, it was milder in many ways. You didn't have the truly outrageous statements that some of the men are prone to make. You know, Edwin Edwards in 1983 was making a comeback. I should add parenthetically, he's now in prison for those of your listeners who aren't aware of that.
This is Edwin Edwards, the multiple repeated governor of Louisiana. Four times, I think, he was elected governor.
He repeated a lot of things, and one of them was being governor. he made a statement in 1983 in that wonderful flattened Cajun brogue, "I am safe with voters unless caught in bed with a dead woman or a live boy." And he won by landslide.
Well, they didn't catch him in bed with anybody
else. No, they certainly didn't. They certainly didn't.
They caught him later with other things.
Indeed they did.
People outside of Louisiana think of Louisiana politics. We automatically think about Huey Long, governor of the state and then a senator in the 1920s and 30s, regarded by some as almost a fascist because he took such total control of the state until the day that he was assassinated in 1935. Does his ghost still hang over the politics of your state?
To a certain degree, yes. The idea that there have to be good roads and that schools should be good and that, you know, politicians have to deliver. Look, Earl Long used to travel this state, especially the southern part of the state, giving out turkeys and hams and ropes and rocking chairs to voters. And people remembered that. That man gave me a rope. I'm going to vote for him. That man gave me a turkey. I'm going to vote for him.
Huey's brother was Earl Long, who also right. became governor of Louisiana himself until he ended up in an insane asylum, as I understand it.
Well, he did. He was institutionalized three times in the course of 6 weeks in the summer of 1959. I remember that very well. I was 10 years old, and my father pulled me into the living room one night and said, "Look, this is history in the make. I want you to watch this. That is your governor. His name is Earl K. Long. Two men are pulling him into the insane asylum, and Channel 6 is beeping out the curse words." It was quite a spectacle. The interesting thing about Earl Long is that he managed to get the doctor who committed him to the institution fired. He got out. He ran for lieutenant governor, lost, carried on a high-profile romance with a stripper on Bourbon Street, a woman named Blaze Starr, and then ran the following summer for Congress and got elected.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jason. This is something, though, that really interests me. I know we talk about how outrageous and felonious some of Louisiana's past politicians have been. And yet, when I read the history of people like Huey Long, you also get a sense of politicians who wanted to deliver for ordinary people, who built highways all across a state that hardly had any paved roads before he showed up. And I'm wondering if politics in Louisiana still has that sense of politicians who are connected to people and people who feel connected to their politicians, or if people feel completely disconnected from the political process in Louisiana the way they do in a lot of the rest of the country?
There is still in this state a strong popular current of candidates who realize that you have to connect with people in means and ways beyond radio, beyond TV. And if someone wants to get elected in this state, it is absolutely important to have a personal touch, to have people who know you, to spend as much time as you can going into backroads communities, going into parts of the city, meeting people, so that you're not defined just by television. In fact, I think the one thing, look, Susie Terrell ran a very strong campaign, but the one thing that I think Mary Landrieu really had going for her was that her father was a former mayor, her brother's a state representative, she's got a sister who's a judge. People know the Landrieu family. They know them personally. That's awfully tough to beat.
Jason Berry writes about politics and culture in Louisiana. He is also the author of the play Earl Long in Purgatory. Jason, thanks very much for taking the time.
It's been my pleasure.